Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank our friends joining us here on the radio side at 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Elijah Connor is making his first appearance on the program this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to introduce his single Queen to our listeners. We're also going to be letting you guys know how you can stay in contact with him and support him as well. Elijah, good afternoon to you, and welcome to the program.
Yo, what's going on, boss? Thanks so much for your support, bro. How you been?
Hey, doing really well, man. Congratulations to you, man, on the success that you've been able to have, man. You know, I know that music is something that runs in your family, Elijah, but what has it been like for you to share your own personal love of music with the world?
Oh, man, it's been a roller coaster, actually. man, you know, I grew up in the church, man, singing the choirs and things of that nature. I'm actually a PK, a pastor's kid, so I grew up around the Clark sisters, J-Law, people like that. And it's actually been kind of a roller coaster ride because I went R&B, and it was kind of like, you know, you grew up in the church and went R&B. But, you know, I went out, and I'm actually enjoying myself, man. I've been showed so much love. And, you know, when it came time to talking to everybody, they're like, why are you singing R&B and you're a PK? And I tell them that God is love, and I'm singing about love. So I love singing love music, man. So that's where I'm at this point in my life, man. I'm just having such a great time, man. And I haven't even really broken into the industry as big as I can yet. And I'm just pacing myself, man, just enjoying the ride, bro.
Well, you know what? It's funny. When you said that, it reminded me we had P.J. Morton on the show just a couple months ago when he was celebrating the release of, of New Orleans. And one of the things he was saying was kind of the same thing, you know, that you have this decision that you make. But, you know, one thing that I thought about with his conversation as well as with you, Elijah, is that music has a unique opportunity to be able to bring people together, I think, regardless of what genre it might be. Is that one of the things you've seen, that music in its purest form is something that people all around the world relate to?
You know what, man? I'm glad that you brought that up. I went overseas around Christmas, the latter part of last year, and I went overseas and I opened up for Music Soul Child. And the crazy thing is, man, that even the people who couldn't speak English or, you know, they didn't understand what we were saying while talking to them, when the music came on, they were dancing, they were vibing out. And that goes to show you that music has no race. It has no, you know, no ethnicity to it. It's basically, you can draw so many people in just through the music, you know, and music is not just something that you vibe to. Music, it also heals, you know. A lot of times when I'm going through things, I may throw on Marvin Sapp. You know, I may not throw on your Drake. I may throw on Marvin Sapp because there's a certain way I want to be felt at that time. Or it's something that I'm going through, and I feel like his music can actually help me. So, I mean, music is definitely universal, bro, definitely.
Well, I think that is one of the things that people, you know, around the world, I think in various genres, can relate to, which is why I think you hear so many gospel artists crossing over into other genres, because, you know, I mean, it's all about reaching people where they are. So, you know, speaking of reaching people where they are, Elijah, you know, even though you were raised around music, I mean, you did make a personal choice that this is what you wanted to do. What was it about music that spoke to you personally that let you know that this was something that you wanted to be a part of?
Well, you know what? A lot of people don't know, but music has been through my bloodline for a while. My first cousin is Prince. Terrell Nelson, better known to the world as Prince. That's my grandmother and his father, his late father, were brother and sister. So it's actually in the bloodline. So I kind of had no choice but to break into it, you know, because it's really something that I had a passion for, you know. So a lot of times, you know, my mom's a doctor, and she wanted me to go to medical school, but I wanted to follow my own path. And a lot of times I have people ask me, why didn't you go through Prince to get on? Because a lot of times when people give you things, you don't appreciate them as much.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have the respect. So I wanted to travel that road of my own. Therefore, it can be no one put me on. You know, with God's help, you know, and the people who I'm working with, I was able to get on my own. So, man, just I'm just having a great time, man. Just the support from all around the world has been epic. It really put me in a national level when I did the Donald Trump reality show with Dakar from Tyra Banks' Top Model.
Right.
The ultimate merger. So that really put me at a platform where I was able to really brand myself to a more national level. So, and then I'm on your show. So I think I'm really doing pretty good if I made your show, bro.
Oh, come on now. Look, we're glad to have you, man. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Elijah Connor is making his first appearance on the program, talking with us not only about the love of music that he has, but also where it all began for him. You know, you talk about branding. I want to come back to that a little bit later, Elijah, but I want to ask you about the response. You mentioned something I think is so important, that, and I'm so glad you said it too, that, you know, it's all about the appreciation. You have the appreciation for it because you've worked hard for it. So when you think about the thousands that stay in contact with you online, the individuals you're able to perform for, when you're up on that stage, what does it feel like for you to feel that love coming back at you when you're giving all that you are through music to them?
Oh, man, it's definitely an energy. It's definitely an energy when you're up there. And I was always taught one thing that I do appreciate by my background growing up in the church is you learn how to sing without the gimmicks. And when I say the gimmicks, I mean without the dancers on stage, just give you a mic, without all the costumes and stuff, can you still deliver? So at the end of the day, I've learned that a lot of times, take away the dancers, take away all that. If you just sing, one thing about the audience and the consumer, they can tell whether you're genuine or not. They can tell. They don't have to be a music or a critic of music. They can tell whether you're genuine or not. So just being on stage and being able to feel the energy is awesome. Whether I touch one person or 100, you know, that means enough to me. Not to go too long, but there was a show that I just did with Raheem Devon a couple of weeks ago, and they were giving away tickets on the radio, and the lady called in for tickets. And she came to me at the end of the show. She also won backstage passes. And she came to me at the end of the show, and she said, the song that you sung called Queen meant so much to me. She said, I didn't have enough money to afford the tickets, but she said, I'd already actually wrote my suicidal letter. She was going to commit suicide
because
she just went through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And that meant so much to me, to let me know it's bigger than being able to afford the Mercedes, being able to afford the condo. It's about touching people's lives. So it's more about the music to me. Yeah, all that comes with it. But it's really, to me, if I can touch one person out of 1,000 or out of 100,000, that's enough for me.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? And I think that's the whole thing, man. I think that is what, you know, the importance of success is, you know, what you're able to do with it for others. I think that is one of the important things, which I think leads us right back into branding. When people listen to a song by Elijah Connor, what do you want them to think about when it comes to not only, of course, delivering music, but delivering good music?
Well, I definitely want it to be a consistency. You know, I think a lot of artists sometimes they mess up by not being consistent. So I've learned to appreciate the growth of a record instead of blowing up for 2 weeks. The song is hot and then it's no longer in rotation. I would rather it build slow than and it be hot for 3 years than it to be hot for 3 months. So
right.
What I want is consistency. I also want them to leave with a message. With a message. You can enjoy the beat, you can enjoy all that, but leave with a message knowing that you're going to be better or that you're going to appreciate something after listening to a record, most definitely.
There you go. And you're hearing it from the man himself, Elijah Connor. He's on with us, talking with us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to deliver that. And you mentioned that song Queen and how it spoke to that woman. We're getting ready to listen to the single here. Elijah, how did the song come about?
Oh, man, the song came about, actually, I was listening to the radio, and with all, you know, it's a lot of derogatory things being said about women. You know, women these days, they want to call themselves, I'm a bad bee, you know, things
right.
of that nature. And I just want to bring ladies to let you know that you're a queen. you know, there's a song that Drake has out talking about started from the bottom, now we hear. Actually, no, we never really started from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? You were a queen to start with.
Right.
You know, so I'm just trying to let a lot of ladies as well as gentlemen know that what you have, cherish it. You know, I'm trying to get the mindset of the society today to let them know that they, these ladies, you're still a queen. Carry yourself like a queen. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to be halfway naked to look good. You know, carry yourself like a queen. You know, you're beautiful. So I put that together, wrote that, and played that together with one of my producer friends. And we came up with a very dope track, man, a very dope record. And I think it means, I think they'll, you know, they'll get the message from it, you know. And basically we should go into the record, man. I mean, I think that the listeners would love it, man. I really appreciate everybody's continued support. It's crazy. No stuff.
All right. Well, since we have you here with us, Elijah, why don't you do us the honors and introduce it for us?
Well, this is Queen. I hope y'all enjoy it by your boy Elijah Conner. Let's go.
Elijah Conner here on on Conversations Live 92.3 FM, but also online through blogtalkradio.com. We've been speaking to the man this afternoon, talking to him not only about the love of music when it came to him, but also what it's like for him to share that. He also talked a little bit about his brand and what he wants people to think about when it comes to his music. So I mentioned, of course, you know, you, like so many of us, Elijah, are on the social networking site. You know, you have literally thousands that are staying in contact with you there. What is it like for you to hear from your fans in real time as they're able to listen to the music and enjoy it?
Man, I love listening to my fans, man. I love hearing from them. Actually, that's what keeps me as an artist going, you know. So please reach out to me. I'm on Twitter at Elijah Connor. That's E-L-I-J-A-H-C-O-N-N-O-R. Make sure you're following the real Elijah Connor. So look for the one with the blue check next to it. As well as I'm on Instagram as well. That's E-L-I-J-A-H-C-O-N-N-O-R. So I'm the same on all my social networks. At Elijah Connor, hit your boy up. Let me know what you think about the record. If you want me to come to your city, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me. I'll follow you back. I love conversing and having a conversation with my fans as well as my continued supporters. Hit your boy up. I'm not one of those artists who don't talk back. You know, you got some of those artists who too big to talk back. No, y'all the ones that you're the reason why I am who I am. So, you know, hit your boy up and let's get it. Most definitely, man. Let's get it.
All right, so the single here is Queen. One of the questions that we had in the chat room online through Blog Talk, Elijah, was asking, is the single available now for purchasing, or when will it be available?
Well, it will be available in a couple of weeks. Right now I'm actually working out some things with I'm dealing with a battered women's facility. They're trying to actually get rights to that record. So I'm actually working on some things as far as setting up some things in the community where I'll be giving out a lot of things, doing a couple of things for battered women, for single women. So actually we're just fine-tuning some things, but it should be available within a couple of weeks. But I do have some records on iTunes right now. Just search Elijah Connor, as well as, like I said, follow me on your Instagrams, on your Twitters, on Facebook. That's at Elijah Connor. That is Connor with the O. It's O-R, not E-R, too.
Gotcha. All right, Elijah, man, congratulations to you on the single and also the success with your music, man. Last question for you is one that we kind of ask everybody because I think everyone has a great perspective on it, and that is about the importance of pursuing a passion. You made a decision to do that. You could have gone into other fields, but you decided to follow your love of music. What advice do you give for other people about their importance of being able to find out what their passion is and to follow it no matter what?
Well, you know, I definitely say find out what your passion is, you know, and as well as perfect your passion, perfect your craft. You know, you never want to look back. The reason why I went ahead and followed my passions because I don't want to look back on my life and say, what if? You know, sometimes as you mature, as we grow older, we look back on our lives and we reminisce and say, you know, I wonder what would have happened had I put that album out, or I wonder what would have happened had I went back to school. Or I wonder what would have happened if I opened up that beauty shop. You know, you don't want to look back with regret. So if you fail, guess what? Try again, you know, but at least you know that you tried. So I tell everybody, whether it's a 7-year-old boy, whether it's a 17-year-old boy or a 37-year-old woman, go after your passion, follow your dreams. Don't let no one tell you what you can't do, you know. And also move in silence, too, because everybody's not happy for you. So move in silence. Make your moves in silence and let your success make all the noise.
Wow, that's great advice, man. Great advice, and you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand. Elijah Connor, again, everyone, make sure you guys do stay in contact with him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Elijah Connor is where you guys can find him there. And then, as he said, his music is available on iTunes as well as on Amazon.com. Make sure you guys do find it there as well, man. Elijah,
man, I thank you so much for having me as a guest, man. I really appreciate you, man. I appreciate your support. I got to get down there to Jackson, Mississippi. Soon, man. Shout out to my boy Jen Traeger, who I'm working with. He's such a good guy, making a lot of things happen. An industry staple in the industry, most definitely.
Exactly. Definitely want to thank Jen Traeger for setting up the interview for us. And Elijah, we thank you for taking out the time, man. Really appreciate it. And definitely, when you come to Mississippi, make sure you let us know.
Oh, most definitely. Salute, bro.
All right, then. Again, everyone, Elijah Connor, make sure you guys are staying in contact with him. And the single you guys should be looking for is Queen. So make sure you guys look forward to that and tell your friends about it as well. If you came in late and missed part of this conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there, listen to the show, then you can share it with your friends using the social media buttons there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. At the top of the hour, I'll be speaking with author Elizabeth Yu for our listeners here on the radio. If you're listening to us through Blog Talk, you'll have to switch channels, as it were, and go over to blogtalkradio.com/CyrusWeb Presents. And you'll be able to listen to the conversation there with Elizabeth. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.